Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for The Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today, our healthy informers around the world, our educators, and our messengers have spread to different kinds of fields in the health and nutrition industry and the medical industry. There was a time when we could not find agreement with anyone in the medical field, and today there are so many doctors using nutrition and diet and exercise as the first line of defense. Today, we now even have incredible pharmacists recommending supplementation and a healthy alternative way of living. Today, you're going to hear from one of those amazing individuals. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American probiotic industry. And John Azzarelli, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, currently resides in Staten Island, received his BA in biochemistry from Brooklyn College, received a pharmacy degree from Arnold and Marie Schwartz College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, has been practicing in his pharmacy for 26 years and nutrition for 13 years. Owner of Nature's Apothecary, located in Brooklyn, New York, owner since 1986, and owner of Dr. Be Well Naturally since 2009. You know, Natasha, I have to tell you, this, it's amazing how we're seeing a broadening of the message coming from different angles.
Absolutely. You know, at one point, pharmacists were the most trusted Mm-hmm. individuals in our culture. And I think we have to get back to that, where we have the independent pharmacist who can really help us with our dietary and supplement choices. And I think John epitomizes all of that because he thinks outside the box and gives specific protocols to the clients that come into his pharmacy without drug intervention, or to try to get them off of drug intervention, to give them a more natural approach to getting back to good health. And I think in this time in our country's history, we really need more people like John, and we need to be giving products that have some kind of a standardization so that we know a measure of what we're giving to these patients. And I think we can see a huge turnaround in the problems we're seeing in the health of the nation currently.
You know, the other thing is, you know, today we are, the word probiotic has become very, very common day. And we talk about this every week when we're talking about probiotics. And, you know, it's become important enough that people like doctors and chiropractor and pharmacist and health food store personnel and even your neighbor and your friends that are using a probiotic, they're talking about it. But we have to remember, you know, because people are talking about it really loosely, we need to tighten it up a little bit and make sure that when someone does venture out to use a probiotic, that number one, they are using a product with quality and standard. They're using a product that is different than the ones who are not doing it correctly. Because the thing is, when you're putting out your money today and you're deciding to drive to a store and you're going to do a sit down, or you're going to do a consultation, or you're going to make a purchase and you've worked it into your budget, you not only want it to work, but you want to be able to see the difference and feel good and have peace of mind, because our field is one of those things where people act on a whim, and sometimes they feel good just about doing something, and they end up maybe doing something that they didn't really think it out, didn't plan well, and then it didn't work, and then it leaves a bad taste in their mouth. So we want to make sure that what's out there, people have a better choice and a better chance of doing it right from the beginning.
Absolutely, Jeff. I think I see the problem that people are not getting the guidance as they used to in the health food store. There are marvelous health food stores with great people in them, but there's also stores that just hire clerks, and the clerks just shows the customer the shelf and lets them make a decision. And there's no standardization of the products. They really are left for themselves to figure out something that's hugely complex and needs guidance like John provides in his pharmacy. And I think what we need to do is we're not getting our population healthier. I think we have to go back to that time where there's some equitable standardization of the product and some independent agency that's not being paid by manufacturers, that's actually checking the contents of the product so that they match the label declaration. And with this, you know, concept, then we have to proceed to change people's diets, their exercise regimen, and the type of probiotic regimentation that they take, because we know that bacteria rule the world and rule the body. Bacteria found in your oral cavity They're found inside your GI tract. They're found in every orifice in your body. And that ecology, once it's disturbed, can manifest in huge problems that can lead to chronic conditions that can really affect our life and our enjoyment of life on a daily basis.
The thing we have to remember is that, you know, the idea and the field of probiotics has never been more important than today. And our need and our body's benefit from a quality probiotic has never been more important than today as well, because of the way that we live our lives and, you know, the things that we're doing and the things that we're not doing that might not be as good as they should be. We are suffering the ramifications because we're already in a deficit before we start getting to the point where we're making it worse. So we have to remember that thinking probiotics means being proactive, being preventive, being ahead of the game, as well as being medicinal and helping to bring yourself back to square one. But the thing is, you know, Natasha, you know how people are. We sometimes grab something just to do it. We feel good that we're doing something, and we're just not getting the results. And there's nothing more frustrating than wanting a result and doing everything and thinking to yourself, my goodness, I'm taking it. I'm spending the money. Why am I not getting a difference? It's because they're not right.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. You know, this is a huge problem today because people don't realize that generational problems of digestive issues lead to this explosion of what we see childhood problems like autism and attention deficit and hyperactivity. This didn't just crop up innocently. If you see the stats, let's say in the 1970s, 1 in 10,000 children diagnosed with autism, and now the new CDC number is 1 in 42. I mean, it's huge. This is not a genetic cause. This is caused by what we've done to our ecology and our gut, and it's being passed on from generation to generation, and we're seeing it manifest. And when you look at some of the stats of why this is true, you know, 51 million Americans visit physicians' offices or hospital emergency rooms for problems related to the digestive system. And I think even this number is underrated, and this is for four different sources, one of them being the CDC. So we see this rise in gastric problems, and we think it's just an annoyance, and let's take a pill to annoy that's, you know, these digestive issues are annoying us, and we don't want to pay attention to them. But there's now good evidence that, you know, if the mother and father have digestive issues, their children will have more digestive issues, and those digestive issues in the third and the fourth generation will manifest themselves in problems like autism and attention deficit. It's not the only cause, but it's one of the primary underlying causes.
Well, you know, today we talk with parents and we talk with people around the country and people ask questions. We have to remember that just because you start eating a healthy diet and just because you incorporate in some good exercise that you can be consistent with, your body might already be in a compromised state. So being compromised, you're going to be more in need of a digestive boost and digestive support. You know, so that is a vital part of the healthy trinity. You know, a quality diet that's balanced and easy to stick with, a form of exercise that you can stick with, but probiotics, quality probiotics, they're not just a part of the program from moving this point forward. They're also there to help you cumulatively bring yourself up to a more healthy, natural state. Many people will say, well, I've changed my diet. Why am I not better? Well, you have to remember that there's a lot of things that are coming at you from a lot of different directions. And one of the best things you can do is get as healthy with great support as possible. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Natasha Trenev, my guest, I want to thank her for being here and bringing all her great knowledge, because it is really important to have great knowledge. And the knowledge is what will give us the tools we need to make better, wiser, and healthier, more decisive decisions. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at Radio MD. I thank you for listening, and stay well. Thank you.